All right. Well, like I said just a few seconds ago, it was a pretty nice day yesterday. I'll call it a very nice day. And let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I had the dog out yesterday. I said, I went for a walk with the dog. No. I stood in one location and the dog went for a walk. But it was a nice day to do it.
That was all in the works, as you remember. Yep. I think the forecast worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
You know, wasn't dissatisfied. Yeah, I took Shirley for a walk yesterday afternoon, waiting for the sun to come out and clear up, and it was good. It was definitely good.
I can't complain about that. It was a nice day, and this morning it's 44 degrees, and that's not half bad because there's no wind.
Right. Isn't that a good thing? Yeah. So I said, I thought about that this morning. I said, you have to be real happy.
Oh, yeah.
I figured you were.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and even the mud isn't as bad because with the warmth, it's giving the ground time to absorb the moisture. So I still have mud at my house, but not nearly as bad as it was two or three days ago. Even the mud is better than it was. So, I mean...
Everything is better, huh?
Listen to that. They're getting an emergency warning there in the background.
Oh, please. I have no idea why these people are even calling. There's just nothing to be concerned about. But anyhow, other than that, it was a pretty productive weekend. I did absolutely nothing at all on Saturday, but I did get to watch Respect, the movie about Aretha Franklin.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It was 2.5 hours. I thought it was too long, but I thought it was done very well, and I thought Jennifer Hudson was phenomenal. She sounded just like Aretha when she sang. It was just phenomenal. So I really, really did like that. And yesterday, I crawled underneath my steps where I have a lot of crawl space there, and I got rid of 8 cartons of stuff that I transported here 6 years ago when I moved that I haven't looked at since. So that's the end of that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. In my last marriage, we had a house that had a little storage shed. Not little. It was actually like 15 by 10. And it was packed with stuff. And we had lived there for like 4 years. And the doors had never been opened. Okay?
Right.
So when my partner at that time was not around one day, I hauled it all off.
Really?
And emptied it out. And never heard boo because, of course, it was forgotten about. That's what happens. That's terrible when that happens. But all you know, you bring things around and you end up carting it around forever and ever and ever, and you're never gonna. Now, of course, I opened up the cartons to make sure there was nothing important in there, but there wasn't. There wasn't.
Isn't that something?
Humans like to accumulate stuff. George Carlin.
They really do. Yeah.
And George Carlin used to have a great routine about that. Is that you know we accumulate stuff. We buy a house. And then we put stuff in the garage, not the cars. When the garage is full, we go out and we rent these trailers at these locations to put more stuff in. You know, that's what humans do.
I know. I looked at this stuff. You know, I had to go through everything. I looked at this stuff, and, you know, a lot of the stuff was dealing with forensic meteorology back in the day. You know, way back in the day on Long Island, and there were books on, you know, how to be an expert witness and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, why am I keeping this stuff? I mean, even though we do that right now, we don't need this stuff any longer. So, packed it up, you know, taped it up so that this way they'll take it on Wednesday. That's our day for recycling. And then I saw boxes of old bills from 2012. You only have to keep stuff for 7 years.
Yeah.
So, packed up and out. Now, anything that was good, anything that I found that was good, like I found a really good, nice, almost brand new surround sound speaker system. So I called my friend David, see if he wanted it. He said no. So I got a whole thing together, and I called the Veterans of Foreign War, and they said, just leave it outside on your porch and we'll pick it up on Thursday. So all the good stuff will go over to them.
All right. Now, you mentioned good stuff. Yeah. On Friday evening, early, mm-hmm. I found on Netflix a show called The Good Place.
Okay.
It's about when you die, and you can go to the good place or the bad place.
Okay.
And I started watching it. And I got through the first season. There was four or five seasons. It started in 2016 and wrapped up at the end of 2020. And it was fun to watch, but I wasn't sure I wanted to keep watching it. Well, Saturday morning, I put it on. And by Sunday, I had gone through all five seasons.
Wow.
I got really engrossed with the characters. They added new characters in. There were some great plot twists. It was, once again, dark humor. It was fun to watch. And at the end, and I can't give anything away, at the end of the final episode, because I am an emotional guy, I actually had a tear. I had a tear in my eye.
Okay.
And it really turned out to be a terrific streaming experience.
And it's called The Good Place.
The Good Place.
Now I have to
on Netflix. Now, like I said, it's, you know, four or five seasons long, and there's like 12 episodes a season.
Wow.
So, but they're, because it's streaming and there's no commercials, each episode is anywhere from 28 to 32 minutes. So it's not
so it's not too long.
No, you're not. It's not too long. You can, but I'm telling you, once you get past the first season, where all the characters are introduced and set in the main cast of characters, and then you get into the second season and there's some wild plot twists, and then new characters are brought in, it really turned out to be a terrific show to watch. So I recommend it to anybody. It's called The Good Place. It's on Netflix. And it's dark humor, but it's fun. And you really will, if you can get past the, you know, get into the second season and then and go on, you really fall in love with all the characters.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. And also, I have to tell you that I did see another movie yesterday called The Grand Seduction. It's a few years old. It's not current. The Grand Seduction. And it takes place in Canada on a kind of an island where there is a harbor, where there is a village of fishermen, etc. And there's not many people there. But the people who live there, they live all in unity. It's a feel-good movie. They need, right now, they're all collecting welfare because it's not good. So they need to bring a factory to the harbor so that people could be employed and live a little bit better. But the only way that they could do that, according to the company that wants to bring their factory there, is they need to have a doctor on staff. So they do find a doctor who is sentenced to the island because he was at the airport and he was found to have cocaine on him. So they told him he has to stay at this island for 1 month. At this point, they have to try to convince the doctor that he should stay there permanently. Because if he does, then they have a great chance of the factory being built there. What they go through to get him to stay there is just incredible. It's very funny. A lot of it is very, very funny. You get to like the whole cast and everything. Actually thinking of not doing Super 8 and doing this as our movie.
Wow.
So if you get a chance, it was on, was it on Netflix? I think it was on Netflix. I'm almost positive it was on Netflix. I'm not sure. Neither that or Prime, but I think it's Netflix.
Well, I can find it right away.
Yeah, it's called The Grand Seduction.
All right.
Now I think you'll enjoy it. It's a very good movie. So thumbs up for that. As far as the weather,
I was going to say you're giving us the Grand Seduction for the weather because
we've
got warm weather now. Right. But you also mentioned in one of your forecasts that that there will be an Arctic cold front coming through in a week or so.
By the weekend, yes. So low 50s today with showers coming in. They'll come in probably like this afternoon. Showers will end early tonight. Windy 35 to 40. A sunny, windy day tomorrow, 45 to 50. Now it'll be partly sunny Wednesday. I think a storm will go by to our south. But I don't think it's rain or snow will reach here. So it'll stay to our south, 45 to 50. Sun will mix with clouds Thursday in the low 50s. It'll be cloudy with a chance of showers coming in on Friday. But March wind is going to blow big time this weekend, folks. First ahead of the cold front with rain on Saturday. And then blustery on Sunday as Arctic air returns. And with that, it'll probably come some snow. And not a lot, but some. So it looks like a weekend filled with lots of weather.
All right. And then will that cold weather hang around for a couple of days?
It should definitely be with us next week, yes.
All right.
Which is, of course, going to be a big concern because of St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. And no long-range look at any storms next week, right?
I really didn't. I mean, there could be something. There could be something perking or in the middle part of next week. Yep.
All right. Well, so we should enjoy this week while we have it.
Well, you enjoy the mild weather. Yeah, that's all I could say. Yeah.
No, it is. It is nice not to have to, you know, not to hear the furnace on all the time. It's nice to go out, and like I didn't wear a coat today simply because when I get out of work, it's probably going to be close to 50 degrees.
Right.
And I didn't want to have to carry it, so I figured, all right, it's just nice. It's just, you know, it's a nice break.
Well, it is, and that's what's good about March. The unfortunate thing is the shoe often falls off the other foot after it gets mild, so you have to allow for that.
All right, well, we're going to allow you to move on there, Pat Pagano, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good. You take care, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.